BBC Channel 4 became must-see TV last night when it broadcast a rare interview with Saddam Hussein. The Iraqi leader spoke with Tony Benn, a retired British politician who's been critical of Prime Minister Tony Blair's stand for tough action against Iraq. In the interview recorded on Sunday, Saddam Hussein said the U.S. has been making false claims as a pretext for seizing his country's oil fields. He said the U.S. wants to conquer Iraq in order to control the world, and he named Israel as a contributing factor in the push for war. Speaking through an interpreter, he also challenged the U.S. to prove that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
These weapons do not come in small pills that you can hide in your pocket. These are weapons of mass destruction. And it is easy to work out if Iraq has them or not. We have said many times before, and we say it again today, that Iraq is free of such weapons.
Saddam Hussein also downplayed complaints by Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix as small details, and said Iraq was willing to work with the inspectors to avoid war. He also denied his regime had any connection with the terrorist group Al-Qaeda.
If we had a relationship with Al-Qaeda and we believed in that relationship, we wouldn't be ashamed to admit it.
The interview was recorded at one of Saddam Hussein's presidential palaces. He wore a dark gray suit and sat at a table as he was interviewed. He answered slowly in precise, careful tones and occasionally sipped coffee. Analysts who have watched him for years said the Iraqi leader showed no sign of strain.